parchment. It has to be similar to parchment. Just like Sefer is not Balechaim, it's not Rechlim. So whatever other material you learn, you use, should not be Rechlim or Balechaim. So why did the Chacham disagree? Because the Gemara said they hold that the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment. If it would have been written, and because of the law Bas Sefer, it's called Sefer means parchment, the background on which you write. Here he says, because of the law Sefer creases. What he's writing is the Sefer, not the background on which he's writing it. So the Gemara says, how who that word Sefer is referring to? Sfiras Dvarim Hudios. So we pointed out what it means, Sfiras Dvarim. You need a pasuk to tell you that you have to have a text in the get. Of course you need a text. Every shtar has to have a text. The answer is no. It means Sfiras Dvarim Yisarim. You have to write extra things in a get, which on your own you would not have thought that you have to write. And what are the Sfiras Dvarim said? What are the extra things? So we pointed out from the Mishnah, in Gitna Dach Peyei, the Tosfos on the bottom of Hamad Beis is talking about the Tanoim have a machlokes, but you have to write the Den Yehev Lichim Miroi. And the way you read the Gemara, they all agree you do have to write the Den Yehev Lichim Miroi. The Chacham say, even if you left it out, it's also good because it's a Yad, it's self understood, but Den Yehev Lichim Miroi. What he means is considered as if it had been written. Whenever you have a Shtar and something is missing, so the Gemara says, if it's self understood, what's missing is considered Kila Nichtav Dawin. So why does it have to be written at all? But Den Yehev Lichim Miroi Sefer Truchen. With this document, you should get divorced. You shouldn't be a shtar raya, not that I'm divorcing you orally, and the get is a raya on that. No, the get is the shtar kinyan. This is the vehicle whereby I accomplish the gerushin. You have to write, this is the shtar kinyan. Why do you have to write that? In the shtar mechira, you have to write that. In the shtar kedushin, probably you also don't have to write. It's a special thing by get, that you need spheres, why we said. Then we said, all of the achronim quote the Ran. The Rani Gittin says that Shemus are needed maker adin derais, and a shtar halvoda you don't have to have Shemus. One who owes the money has to sign his name. If he writes I owe you $100,000 and he writes on the bottom anonymous matan b'seifa, so that's not acceptable. You have to know who owes the money, but it doesn't have to say who you is. Just say, I owe money to the bearer of this note. I owe you money. Whoever holds on to the shtar. The tefisa is balashtar is mashlem the muchach mitoich. So you know who it is that he owes the money to, and even though it's so unlikely, the one who's holding on to the shtar is a poor person, and the one it's I signed my name on the bottom. I'm a multimillionaire. I borrowed $100 from him. I borrowed $1,000 from him. It may be the reverse. Maybe I lent him $100,000. What do you mean I borrowed money from him? Even though it's the most unlikely thing, or it's a person. It doesn't even look that they're from two different continents. How does it come off that he lent him money? How do they even know each other? Even though it's most unlikely, Gemara says still, that's the halacha. If he says, Chayv ani loch, and the fellow produces the shtar, so the shtar is good, even though there's no shame is there. And by get, that's the Ran's chiddush, the Ran on the riff, right? So chiddush, menator, you have to have the shameless. You have to have shame, even though the Isha is holding on to the get. Thank you. Even though the Isha is holding on to the get, you don't say that the Tvisis Balashtar is Mashlem the Muchach Mitoicha. You have to have shame in the get. And then, Takkadosh HaMakamlil, I have to write Kol Shemachanicha Bisle. It's not just enough to write what her name is and what the husband's name is. You have to write all the nicknames. That's the way to Takkadosh the Rabban. But on the level of the Rice, you need spheres, what I'm saying. But, so all Shtaris, all you need is Sipra Maisa. That's enough. And get, in addition to the Sipra Maisa, you need Sfiras Dvarim. It means Sfiras Dvarim Yisrael, extra Lashonis. So here the Gemara discusses different Lashonis. Here in the bottom two lines on Vov and Aleph. Which Lashonis are acceptable for Shtar Shichur, and which are acceptable for a get. The Gemara said, Pshita, very often the word Pshita is Akasha. Pshita, why did the Brice have to say that? It's obvious. You don't need a Brice to say that. So it's a kasha. So Rashi says, no, over here it's benichusa. Here it says, it's not a kasha. It should be thrown off. So the Gemara said, Pshita, the following din I know is a din pashut. If he gives a get and he says, orally, hareat paschorin, or if he writes that in the text of the get, hareat paschorin, it's no good. She was never a shivcha when she was married then. That loshen doesn't fit in, not for the text that they get and not for the oral declaration. Rashi his garsha. In kasav loshen zebiget, change the loshen gerishin. Rashi writes in kasav loshen zebiget. And the Gemara says nasal gita ba'omalon. He says orally, same thing, but he says orally. It's written in the get. That's not a valid loshen. It's not a good loshen. It just doesn't fit in. What if amalalev shivchas harek materis lochaladam? That's the text that you usually write. Usually it's the reverse. When you mishachar a shivcha k'nainis, you write harek bascharin. When you give a get to your wife, you write and you say harek materis lochaladam. So what if you switch to lushanis? By the get you wrote Hariat Baschar. So that's nonsense, it doesn't fit in. Or well, let's say you wrote Hariat and Teres Lachalad by the Shivcha, you reversed it, the Nusach that it says by the get, you wrote that and you said that by the Shivcha, Hariat and Teres Lachalad and Layom Vulaklum. Why is Layom Vulaklum? So Rashi says, why not? Hariat Muteres, Kozman, she was a Shivcha, she was a Surah. To a ben chori, there's a din a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a shivcha k'nainis. Pashta says that it's an isa deraisa. There's a Rambam and Mechudish Digi Rambam. The Rambam writes that the isa shivcha is only an isa derabbanim. In our Torah, it's muta for a ben yisot to marry a shivcha. V'haraya, that the Torah says in Madonim yitan la'isha that the Adon has a right to give a shivcha k'nainis to the evidiri. So we usually assume, like Rashi and Taisa, that's an isa deraisa. That's a special heter by Eved Ivri. The Rabbi Moshe Shivcha K'nainis. According to the Rambam, that's a riot that a Shivcha K'nainis is Muteres of Israel. So what does the Gemara say? What's special about the Pesach? It means Rabbi Moshe Lo Bakorchei. He doesn't want to be with the Shivcha K'nainis. So that's part of his responsibility. He was sold as an Eved Ivri because of his good to Maisim Tavim, because he stole. Nimka B'Gnev Osai. Or he was an idiot, he sold himself as an Eved Ivri. So once he's in Ebedivri, the Adon has the right to demand of him that he should sleep with the Shivcha K'nainis, even though he finds it very distasteful. The Rabbi is Masala Shivcha K'nainis Bal Korcho, even if he doesn't want to. So the Rama holds that that's not the fact that he's Mutab Shivcha K'nainis, that's every Jew's Mutab and Atar Shivcha K'nainis. It's only an Issa Derabbana. Then the Rama Mazan, Valhi Oven Ze Kalbe Necho, it's an Hilchus Yisuri Biyu. You shouldn't think that it's the Yisr the Rabbanan is a light Yisr, it's not so chomim, and Atur, it's mutter. He says, no, Shari, Unkelus Hager Tirgim, Unkelus writes on the Pasuk, Lasiya Kadesha, Mabinay Sisov, Lehiya Kodesh, Mabinay Yisrael. So Unkelus translates, Lasiya Kadesha, a Jewish girl is not allowed to act like a prostitute, she's not allowed to sleep with a Rebbe Knaini. There's no Tvisis Kedushin with a Rebbe Knaini, Eben Engel Yachas. It's not to face his kiddushin, and it's not related to his brothers and sisters, not related to his children. And lo yachas means no yachas of kurv at all, not marriage and not the family ties. So the unkelus translates, liya kodesh, a Jewish man should not sleep with a shivcha k'nainis. That's like prostitution, kodesh. Why? Because kiddushin and tofsin. Lasiya kodesha means a Jewish girl shouldn't act like a prostitute, she shouldn't sleep with a nebuk k'naini. That's a condition to observe. So the Targum Onkelos says that's what it means. So the Poshim Pshat Targum Onkelos is giving you Pshut Rosh HaMikra. That's how Rashi and Taisis assume. The Kabbalah Mekayimus and Shas. It's an Issa Deraisa to be with a Shivcha K'nainis, or to be with an Eved K'naini. So the Rama holds not snaps of Havaraya that an Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is the Rabbah Mosulah Bal Korchai Shivcha K'nainis. But the fact that it's Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis, that the Rambam assumes that's not unique to the Eved Ivri. Everybody's mutter and atar b'shivcha k'nainis. So the Rambam understands that what Unkelus wrote is only an asmachta. Unkelus is not bound to give pshut Rosh HaMikra. Now, so the Chiddush always assumed that the Targum Unkelus is supposed to be pshut Rosh HaMikra. He never puts in any asmachtas. He never puts in any derabbanans. Never puts in any Torah Shabbat Pest. Everything has to be Pshut Rosh HaMikra. So the Rambam assumes not so. The Rambam writes, "Hi oven zeh kal b'enecha shari unkelus hager tirgim." On the Pesach L'Sia Kadesha, that it goes on the Yisr Ebek Naini and Shivcha K'naini. So if I give a shtar shikra to the Shivcha K'naini, and I write in the shtar, or I say, "Bal peh, hariyat muteris l'chol adam," so why isn't that good? That's the lashon that you usually say by Neshes Ish. They write and say by Neshes Ish. So let it be good, because Kozman, she was a Shivcha, she was Asura to Bnei Chorin. And now that she becomes Mishukhreres, she's Muteris. So the Rashi says it's not a good lashon, Ariya Muteris Lechol Adam, because it's not accurate. Kozman, she was a Shivcha, she was Asura to half of the population, she was Asura to the Bnei Chorin. Now that she becomes Mishukhreres, she's Asura to the other half of the population. She's Asura to the Kenainis, the Avodim Kenainim. So it's not a valid lashon because it doesn't properly describe the situation. Rashi, however, that was lashon gerishin, who was lashon shichur. Why not? Why is it not valid for shichur? The shivcha, the lashon shichur, the shivcha. It's not a valid lashon for shtar shichur for shivcha gnaynis. The ibas chorin mashvela. If she becomes mishuchereres, ain't a materas bravod. Av lashon getu leisha she materas lachaladam. She's I read Muteris L'Chalon. Why is that good by an Eishes Ish? She's not Muteris L'Kohanim. Not Muteris L'Kohanim because of an Issa Grusha L'Kohanim, but because of Eishes Ish, she is Muteris. That's where Rashi said a good Loshen. Aber Loshen getu l'isha she matira l'chol l'kol she'is asur aloi al yodo. She was asur mitam Eishes Ish to everybody. Now she becomes no longer Eishes Ish. Aber Muteris L'Chalonim is a valid lashon for a gerushin for an isha, but it's not a valid lashon for shivcha knanis because it doesn't correctly describe the situation. There's a Tosfei Harosh commenting on this gemara. So the Tosfei Harosh, I didn't take a look this time. I don't remember whether it's in Gittin or it's on this daf. One of the two, either Gittin or Kiddushin. Tosfei Harosh gives a different shot. He doesn't agree with Rashi. He says, even if it would describe the situation correctly, that's not a valid lashon of the Sipra HaMaisim. You're describing the results. Let's say, what would it then be in the following situation? I want to give you a maton of a karkas. Instead of saying, Hare Sodi Kenei Lucha, Luchur Lucha, Kenei Lucha B'maton, or whatever, I say, you from now on, you have the right to sell this karka, to be mafke the karka, to do whatever you want with the karka. I never wrote, I'm giving you ownership of the karka. I just described the results of giving you ownership. From now on, I no longer have the rights to sell the karka. From now on, you have the right to sell the karka. But I never wrote, I'm selling you the karka. I never wrote, I'm giving you ownership of the karka. Would that be valid or not? So the Tosfei Harosh thinks that that's not valid. That you have to have the Sipra HaMais, you have to describe the kinyan that's supposed to be taking effect. It's a shtar kinyan. You have to describe correctly the kinyan, not to describe the results of the kinyan. Rashi seems to say explicitly, if you would describe accurately the results of the kinyan, it would have been good. However, Teres L'Chalonim doesn't describe correctly the results of the shichur by the shivchat nainis. But if it would, it would have been good. That's an interesting machlekes. What's acceptable for the Sipra HaMais and Shar Shtaris? So then the Gemara raises a question. What if he writes a get for his wife, either in the text that he writes or orally when he gives it over, and he has to say something also. Instead of saying, Hareat Megureshes, Teres L'Chalod, he writes, Hareat Le'atzmech. Hareat Le'atzmech. You're on your own now. Mahu. Mi aminu le'malacha kamala means that the Baal has the right to Maisei Yodeho. Normally, the Rabbanim. Baal is entitled to Maisei Deish, the Rabbanim. During the Suin series, Hareat Le'atzmech means Shehein Maisei Yodeho Shaloh. That's all he meant. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's divorcing her. Adilma le'gamri kamala, maybe Hareat Le'atzmech is a good Lashon to Gerishin as well. Am Le'abino Avashi Toshma Tanya. We have a what? You have this not? It's a mistake. It's not, it's a Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? Gufin shall get Shich Ariato ben Chorin Ariato li Atzmachon. That's a good Loshen for Shich Rebeknani. Hashama Rebeknani de Konale Gufin Kamla Ariato li Atzmachon Le Gamri Kamala Isha de la Konale Gufo Le Kolshikin. Somehow the Gemara thinks that there's a Kabachim. I'm not sure exactly why it's a Kabachim, but that's the Gemara thinks that it certainly is good. Ariato li Atzmachon is good by Rebeknani, and it certainly is good by Yerisha. That's a good Loshen of Shichur, and it's an acceptable lashon for Yerushin as well. Amle Rabbi Rabashi, what if I kept Amle Avda Eli Esik Bach? My, what does that mean? Me, I'm in an Eli Esik Bach. Ligamri Kamale, he's Meshacher him. Adil Malam Locha Kamale. Maybe he means you should remain my Yevet, but I'm not going to make you work for me anymore. He's still my Yevet. Let's say if I'm a Koyan, you can still eat Truma. He's an Evet Knight, he's a Zech of the Truma. Or does it mean a Loshen Shichra? Is that a valid Loshen Shichra? Is that a good Sipra my sonna? Somebody proved it from the following Tosefta, from the following Brisa. Which you're not allowed to do. You have an Ebeknani. Ebeknani is more betova l'shem Ebeknani. Ebeknani is chayv and mitzvahs ki'isha. He doesn't have to put on tefillin, talis and tefillin. That's a mitzvah cessation as man grama. But he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs like a Jewish woman. So if you're going to sell your, he has to observe Shabbos and Kashrut. So if you're going to sell your, has to observe Taras Hamishpach also. So if you're going to sell your Eved Knani to a Nochri, the Nochri is not going to let him keep Shabbos. The Nochri is not going to give him kosher food. He's going to cause him to violate all the mitzvahs of Torah. So that's a disaster. You're not permitted to sell an Eved. You're not permitted to sell an Eved Knani who's chai the mitzvahs Geisha. That's that person sold himself as an Eved Knani. He's a dying by Malvatova. So he's an Eved. Okay. So then I can't sell him to an Ebeknani. He's not Jewish, he's not Chayim Mitzvah at all. But once he's Malvatov, the shame of Ebeknani, then it's Chayim Mitzvah's Keisha. So then you're not allowed to sell him to an Ebeknani. You'll cause him, it's Mam Shlifne, you will the Sita Mirshal. You'll be Machshal him. He won't be able to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and all the other mitzvahs. He has to daven. He has to keep all the mitzvahs. So Mech Abdel Yavakov is an Iser. It's an Iser. And they made a penalty in the Rabbanon that if you went ahead and you did that, you're mechuyev to buy him, buy his freedom from the Nochri, even if it's going to cost you 10 times as much. Afilu ad asara b'doma, for Rashi quotes. You have to redeem him, you have to buy his freedom away from the Nochri. I sold him to the Nochri for $500,000, even if it's going to cost $5 million, I have to spend 10 times as much in order to free him. And then, that's one penalty. Okay, so then I'll buy him back, and then he's going to be by me. So just like he was at Eved Knani by me, they'll remain Eved Knani by me. I'll allow him to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. Said, no, there's another penalty with the Rabbanan. Yotza L'cheir. After you buy him back, you have to let him free. You have to set him free because you did an Avla. You almost were Machshalim. Well, you were Machshalim. If he was by the Nochri for a while, you were Machshalim. And then, when you buy him back, there's a penalty with the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to make him work for you. That's based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Usually, if I own a behemoth, I have the right to make the behemoth work for me. If I don't have a knani, you have the right. I own the Ebeknani, Kishori Bahamari. I can make the Ebeknani work within reason. I can't make him work till he drops dead. I can make him work within reason. He's a human being. I have to treat him nicely. But once I sold him to an Ebeknani, once I sold the Ebeknani to a Nochri, I did this Iser of Lifnei Belisitei Mikshol. I was Machshal him. So then there's a penalty, but Rabbanu Hefkebez Nehefke, you have no right to make him work for you anymore. But still, even if it's what's the din if you're mafker after? What's the din? I have an Eved Knani and I'm mafker the Eved. So I no longer own him. When you own an Eved Knani, all the Rishonim have an expression: you own two kinyonim. There's a kinyan mammon and there's a kinyan isa. So if you're mafker an Eved Knani, so the hefker is chal on the kinyan mammon, but the hefker is not chal on the kinyan isa. So do you say the kinyan isa cannot exist independently of the kinyan mammon? Once the kinyan mammon is cancelled because I was mafkehim, so the male of the Kenyan Issa disappears. So they say no, that the Kenyan Mama disappeared because you were mafkehim, the Kenyan Issa is still there. So they still need a shtar shichur. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the middle of Gittin. What's the din? I'm mafkeh Rabdo, Yotze Lecheiros, the hefker is chal on the Kenyan Mama, and I can't be mishabed him, I can't work for me, I can't make him work for me anymore. So the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but the tzor get shichur, ain't tzor get shichur. They need to give him a get shichur to be mafkir the kinyanis. So one amoira is of the opinion, the ratanoim, hold like that one, the ratanoim and amoira are of the opinion, a mafkir abdo, yotze lecheiros, vein tzor get shichur. Because the kinyan isa can't exist independently of the kinyan mammon. So since the hefker is chala, the kinyan mammon, so the kinyan isa vanishes into thin air automatically. Where do you see a pasuk in Chumash that's so? So that's based on the pasuk v'chalavirish miknas kesef emalta oso az yechal bo. So the Gemara means you're not allowed to eat a korban Pesach I'm not allowed to eat Korban Pesach kol or le'yochel bo, if I'm an oral. And v'chal evadish miknas kesef, if I have an evik 90, or malta oso oz yechol bo. If I'll be mal the evik 90, then I'm allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Vilas avodim is me'akvosa, is me'akim di'odon, me'lechol b'korban Pesach. That's a machlokes hatanoi. Malta oz yechol bo, oz who can yechol bo, or the evik can eat in the Korban Pesach. Because Kozman, the Eved doesn't have a bismillah, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. That's what it means. It means, no, we paskin, that's a double posher. That says ready. Kolor el yochel bo, whoever is an oral can eat. Malta also, when you mal the Eved Kanani, oz yochel bo, then the Odin can eat in the Korban Pesach. Not only if you have an Eved Kanani who wasn't mol, can you not eat Korban Pesach. Malta also, what if I have a Shivcha Kanainis? I don't do bismillah on a Shivcha Kanainis. So the Rambam quotes from the Tosefta. If you have a shivcha knainis, and you're supposed to be megayer her, a woman wants to be megayer, or here it's a question whether she has to want to be megayer. If you don't have a knainis, can you be megayer in bal korcha? That's a big question, and the Rishonim had a reading tomorrow. So I said, let's say I own a shivcha knainis, and I want to be megayer her. So a non-Jewish woman wants to be megayer. You don't do bris mila, you just do tefillin and mikveh. So the Rambam writes from the Tosefta that if I own a shivcha knainis and she wasn't tovla the shame shivcha yet. She's a goya gemura, so also that prevents ma'akim the adon milechol the korban pesach. Not only if you have orlo b'shusa, if I own an eved kenaini or shivcha kenainis who's not Jewish, they weren't migay or the shame shivcha kenainis. They're goya gemurim still. So also it's ma'akim the adon milechol the korban pesach. If I own behemoths, I don't have to do a bris milah the behemoths. They're not going to become Jewish. But if I own have a knayin or a shivcha knayin, since there is nochrim mamish, since there is a possibility of being mal betoval or tovel the women, the shem shivcha knayin or the shem have a knayin, the bichayv mitzvahs keisha, so that's ma'akev the yod gam ilachal the korban pesach. So the pasuk says v'chal evedish miknas kesef. The Gemara asks why evedish? Evedish v'lo evedisha doesn't apply if a woman. A woman wants to eat korban pesach and she owns an evedish knayin. So what are you going to say? She's allowed to eat Korban Pesach even though she wasn't mal her eved l'shem geirus. Chal avidish v'lo avidisha. The Gemara says, b'tmiya. Gemara Nivam. It doesn't make any sense. The Marsha has a famous question. Why does it make any sense? The din is that women are not mechuyev in milas habeim. The mother is not mechuyev to be mal the son. And maybe the women are not mechuyev to be mal the avod. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Women are not mechuyev to do any bris milah on themselves. They're nothing to do bris milah on. They're not mechuyev to do bris milah on their children if they have sons. They're not mechuyev to do bris milah on the other knayim. Maybe that's what it does mean. Chal avedish, v'lo avedish, so that women are not mechuyev. So somehow the Gemara doesn't consider that possibility. So it's a long discussion in the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah milah. Why not say it like that? That's a very juicy topic, but not for today. So one amar in the Gemara Gittin is of the opinion, chalevet ish, what it does mean, evet ish v'levet isha, means v'chalevet ish, an evet who has an adon, the word ish means a balabas. If the evet has a balabas who owns it, then umalta also is yachalbos, then you have a kinyan isa on the evet, and the milus evet, or the gerus of the shivcha k'tanis, is ma'akav yu, melechol the korban pesach. But if it's not an evet ish, evet, the Odin was mafke the Yevit. So he doesn't have a balabos over his head. So then once there's no Kenyan Mama, there's no Kenyan Isser either. The Kenyan Isser cannot exist independently of the Kenyan Mama. It's an interesting idea, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin that hamafke rabbi, the tzorch, hamafke rabbi, the yotzer lecheris, the hefker is chala on the Kenyan Mama, and the tzorch get shichur. You can't have a Kenyan Isser independently of the Kenyan Mama. The Gemara is going to discuss later in Kiddush, and what is going to discuss, what if you have a ger shenes ve'ein lo yoshin, a non-Jew converted, he said ger shenes gar katan shenolim, is not related to a soul in the world, and then he dies before he had a chance to have a family. He dies, so what happens to all of his property? What happens to all of his assets? So ger shenes ve'ein lo yoshin, all of his property becomes hefker. So what's the din? A ger shenes ve'ein lo yoshin, and he had an evik 90. So now the evik 90 is hefker. Because it doesn't go biyusha to anybody. There's no one to own it. It doesn't belong to the government. It doesn't belong to the state. There is no such thing by us. Agershem eis vein lo yoshim. Says no one to yashim. So the property becomes hefker. So what happens to the evet? Who's going to write the shtashichru? He's stuck forever. He's going to remain in Eved Kenayim forever. So the boy's going to say no. That just like when a woman is married, Misas Habal is Mata the Isha. Leinasi Lashuk. So too, the Misas Ha'odon is like Mishachar the Eved Kenayim. It frees him from the Kenyan Issa. If I own an Eved Kenayim and I'm not a Gershom Eitz on the Yoshim, I have relatives. I have children and grandchildren, I have a sister, I have cousins, I have relatives. So when a regular person dies, every Jewish person has a lot of yorshim. Sometimes I'm sure I'm related to everybody in the class here. Distantly related. Somehow we're all distant cousins, everybody's interconnected, unless somebody's a ger. So then the ger is not related. Remember, I met a rabbi from England, a very snappy fellow, and his name is Meyer. So I said, are you related to... He said, no! How do you know? No. Yes, I don't know. He told me he's a gear. He's a gear, he's not related to anybody. I was going to ask, are you related to the Meyer Rabbi? He said, no. Okay, so a gear is not related to anybody.
What if you own a goy, but he's not an RL?
What do you mean he's not an RL? Meaning
he
had circumcision.
Yeah.
No, that's still called an oral. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Kol Agoy Marenu. All non-Jews have a din of an oral, even though they had a circumcision, since it wasn't the milo l'shem gerus. Let's say if a non-Jew had a milo l'shem gerus, but he didn't follow up, he never had the tefillah and the mikveh, so Mabal Tovall is still a goy gomer. That's a mishnah and brachas. He cannot be mitzar from to a mezumen because he's not Jewish. But still, the Gemara says in Yavam, it's for her stuff in Perakarl. If he did a Mila, the Shem Geirus, so he's no longer called an Oro. He's still a Goy, but he's no longer called an Oro. But if you have a non-Jew who just did a circumcision for medical purposes, not for Shem Geirus at all, then he remains an Oro. Al-Pidin is still considered an Oro. Yeah. So in that case, let's say, if I'll die and I have an Eved Kenayim, so that's not called Misa Sa'odon. The minute I die, the Eved Kenayim goes birusha to my children, my grandchildren, my cousins, my uncles, whatever. It goes birusha to someone. So it comes out that the Eved has an adon. So it's not that you can't say Misas Ha'adon is Meshach the Eved. It's not Misas Ha'adon. The minute I die doesn't belong to me. But if I'm a Gershom Eitz Vein Lo Yorshim, then that's called Misas Ha'adon. So Misas Ha'adon is a Meshacher. But it's not because a Gershom Eitz Vein Lo Yorshim, his Eved becomes Hefker, all of his assets become Hefker. Once the Kenyan Mammon is Hefker, so the Kenyan Issa vanishes in the Tatanir. No, that's not true. I'm Hefker out there. If I have an Eved Kenayim, I'm Hefker, so the Hefker is only Chal on the Kenyan Mammon, not on the Kenyan Issa. And then we pass Kansor, get Shechur. So that's what this Brisa says. Amechor Avdel Yaakov, he did an Avera. You're not allowed to sell your Eved Kenayim to him. And Eved Kenayim should mow the top of the shame Eved Kenayim. He's Chayim and Mitzvahs Keisha. So if you sell him to a Goy, he's not going to let him keep the mitzvahs. Shabbos and Kasha, so you're going to give him a hard time. He's not going to let him keep it. So you're not allowed to do that. So there's a penalty with the Rabbanan. Tzorach l'dosa afilu ad asor b'domav. You have to pay even up to 10 times as much to redeem him, to get him back. The Gemara has a discussion. 10 times is really accurate, or maybe love dafkim, even 25 times as much. It's a discussion in the Gemara. And then there's another penalty with the Rabbanan. After you buy him back, you don't just revert. The situation doesn't just revert back to the way it was before. Okay, so I apologize. I did an avla, and now you're going to remain by Eved Kenayim the same as before. No, Yotzei L'Cheres is a penalty with Rabbanan. They declared the Eved is Hefker. But just because they made a Hefker bezna Hefker, the Hefker is Chalan the Kenyan Mammon, doesn't mean that the Kenyan Issa vanishes into thin air. We say, and still the Tzorach get Shechur. It still needs to get Shechur from Rabbi Hirishan, from the Jewish owner who owned it before. When you sell an Eved Kenayim to a Nochri, the Nochri doesn't acquire. Usually, if I have an Eved Kenayim, I sell him to another Jew. So I made a Kenyan on the, I made a Maisi Kenyan on the Kenyan Mammon I transfer. How does the Kenyan Isser transfer to the other person? What Kenyan do you have to make that the Kenyan Isser should go over? So the Pashla says it tags along. Whoever owns the Kenyan Mammon has the Kenyan Isser as well. But if I sell to an Ochri is not capable of having a Kenyan Isser. Rashi happens to say an Ochri is not capable of having a Kenyan Mammon either. Nachri just has shibudim that the Eved has to work on, but he doesn't really own a Kenyan Mammon. But we don't really need that. For our daf, Rashi didn't have to quote that Gemara. But this for sure, the Nachri can't own What's the relevance of having a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Kenani? One relevance is, if he's an Eved Kenani Shel Kohen, so he's permitted to eat Chuma. If I sell him to a Goy, he's not going to be eating any Chuma. The Kohen, the Goy is not the what? The Kohen is a, the Goy is a priest. He's a priest in the church. So the Eved Kenani of the priest is allowed to eat Chuma. He does not have a din of a Kohen. Or the other din, an Eved Kenani cannot become a Munah on the Korban Pesach without explicit authorization from the Odom. And Eved Ivri, Tosis reads the Gemara there in the first daf in the Oral, and Eved Ivri can become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization from his Odom. Only an Eved Kenani has no right to become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization. So this is what led Tosis to believe that when you own an Eved Ivri, there is no Kinyan Issa, there's only a Kinyan Mamon. How can it be? But it's Buta B'Shivcha Kenainis. Tosis learns that what Unkelus wrote on the Pesach, Lisiya Kadosh, Lisiya Kodesh, that there's an Issa to be with it, to live with the Shivcha Kenainis. That's an Issa that arises. How come the Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shivcha Kenainis? It's not based on a Kinyan Issa. So Tosis says, no, that's not, that's there is no Kinyan Issa by an Eved Ivri. That's what the Gemara is emphasizing. Eved Kenani cannot become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Odom. And the Eved Ivri can become a Munah because there is no Kinyan Issa. So how is the Eved Ivri Muta B'Shivcha Kenainis? Why isn't that a violation of this? Of Le'yeh Kodesh Mebnei Yisrael, Le'si Kodesh Mebnei Yisrael. So Tosfos says, that's in the line of duty. The Odom has the right to be Moser Lo Shivcha Kenainis, and Memele it's Mutta. Since the Odom has the right, so Memele there's no Issa. Very strange. Why is no Issa? Why is no Issa Mitzad the Eved? So that's a problem. If Yosef Engel has a Sefer, Chayson Yosef, it's a Oris on the Avdim Ilun. Avdim Ilun is a sefer that the Tzitzis Chayson wrote on Eben Ezer. Tzitzis Chayson is a sefer on Chayson Mishpat. Avdim Ilun is a sefer on Eben Ezer. So Rabbi Yosef Engel once had trouble with his eyes, so he was, the doctor told him he's not allowed to read, and he didn't have a yeshiva. He didn't give a shiur, so he's gone out of his mind. So he had somebody read for him, some light reading. So they were reading Avdim Ilun for him. Reading out the Milun, the comments of the Tzais on Eben Ezer, he was reading out the Milun. So he wasn't able to read, so he was dictating comments. So the one who was reading for him kept on writing all the comments, and he wrote numbers out of every fragment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wrote the numbers. Then when his eyes got better, he was able to read, so he looked at the manuscript, and every so often he crossed out the paragraph, he thought it's no good. So then somebody printed it. Somebody got the manuscript, they printed it. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 11, 12, 18. Keeps saying, skips 10, then it goes back and down. So in this Sefer, Chayes and Yosef, the part that wasn't crossed out, that was printed, they had it downstairs in the basement. Now they print out the Miluins with the Chayes and Yosef in the back. The author's name was Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel. So he has an explanation of what Tosfos is talking about. What do you mean it's in the line of duty? Let's say if I have an Eved Ivri, says Bukhiv to do work for me, so I can make him do work on Shabbos, because it's in the line of duty. No, Mechal Shabbos is also. I'm not allowed to ask him to be Mechal Shabbos. He's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I can't ask him to be a wine taster to taste trefa wines. He's not allowed to eat trefa. I can't ask him to cook basa b'chalav. He's Jewish. It's an Issa deraisa to cook basa b'chalav. So why am I permitted to have him sleep with a Shivcha Kenanis? It's an Issa deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, apparently Tosfos is of the opinion that the Yisr of La'yeh Kodesh, that a Jewish person is not allowed to be with a Shivcha Kenainis, it's because it's Derech Hefkeres. But if it's in the line of duty, then it's not called Kodesh, means Hefkeres. Then it's not Hefkeres. So then by definition, there's no Yisr. That's a big Kiddush. Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. The Ramban and Kiddushin later, in the first paragraph, Ramban thinks that the fact that they have a Kenaini is Mutab Shivcha Kenainis is a clear-cut indication that not only by Eved, the fact that Eved Ivri is Mutav B'Shivcha Kenainis is a clear indication that not only is there both a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Issa by Eved Kenaini, even by Eved Ivri also there's a Kinyan Issa. And Tosfos thinks not so. Tosfos thinks that the fact that the Eved Ivri can become Mamun on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odom is a clear cut indication there is no Kinyan Issa by Eved Ivri. How is it Mutav B'Shivcha Kenainis? It's in the line of duty, so it's not called Derech Hefkeres. That's a big shaila, machlokes Tosfos and Ramban. Let's say the Odom does not ask the Eved Ivri to be with the Shivcha Kenainis in order to have lotus. The Abedir, he falls in love with the Shivcha Ktainis. Is he Muta B'Shivcha Ktainis on his own? Or is only Muta B'Shivcha Ktainis if Rabba Moshe lo Shivcha Ktainis? So the Shah Melech raises that shayla. So that's what later Shah Melech lived centuries ago. So the latest Svarim write, it's in the Furish and Machlokes, Tosis and the Ramban. Tosis says, how is he Muta B'Shivcha Ktainis? There's no Kinyan Iser on an Abedir, only Kinyan Iser on an Abed Ktaini. So Tosis says, in the line of duty, the Odin has a right to give, so it's a line of duty, it's not Derech Hefkeres. So if he falls in love with his own, with the Shivcha Ktanis, it'll be Asa. Hashemi came the Ramban and the Ritva, the Talmidim and the Ramban, they say Mefurish. He's Mutab Shivcha Ktanis even on his own. He falls in love with the Shivcha Ktanis, not for the sake of enriching the Odin that is going to have Lodis, and the Lodis are going to be Avodim Ktanim in the Shivcha Ktanis. On his own, he wants to be with the Shivcha Ktanis. So according to the Ramban, it's also Muta, because there is a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Knaini. Yeah. So let's go back again. Nachamon. So we pass from Aloha, Mafkir Abdo, if you're Mafkir, you have a Knaini, Yotza Lecheris, the Hefkir is Chal, on the Kinyan Moment, Vitzor get Shikra, but there's still a Kinyan Issa by an Eved Knaini, there's still a Kinyan Issa, and you have to write a Shtar Shikra. So here, Hamlechar Abdo La'akum, there's a penalty with the Rabbanon, that Yotza Lecheris, Hefkir Bez and Hefkir, they're Mafkir, the Eved Knaini. You have no right to make him work for you anymore. You don't own the Kinyan Mammon on him. But just because the Kinyan Mammon disappeared, doesn't make the Kinyan Issa disappear. If I sell the Eved Knaini to another Jew, so the Kinyan Issa tags along with the Kinyan Mammon. So now the new Jewish owner owns both the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Issa. But if I'm Mafkir the Eved Knaini, so the Hefkir is only Chal on the Kinyan Mammon, it's not Chal on the Kinyan Issa. And so I'll get Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. that I have on the Eved Knaini. So that's what it says here in this Brisa. It's a Tosefta, it says. Tosefta and Avodah Zarah. Mitzor get Shichur Mirabba Rish. Rabba Rish means the Jew who did wrong by selling him to the Goy. Amrav Shim Gamliel, Bamed, Bamamburim. When do we say that the Odon who did the Avla, who sold them to an Ochri, has to give Neshtar Shichur after he buys them back from the Ochri? If the Israel, before he sold the Eved Knaini to the Nochri, he didn't give him a shtar. Ono is a shtar. But if he gave him a shtar shichur in advance, before he sold them to the Nochri, so zev shichur, that shtar, the ono is the shtar shichur. So Gemara says, hechidami ono, what does it say in this shtar shichur? I'm not sheishes. The Kasev Lai, it says the following text in the Shtar Shichur, Kishetivrach Mimenu, Ein Li Esek Boch. If you succeed in running away from the Nochri, I'm hereby freeing you. But he doesn't say, Haretam Meshuchar, Haretam Li Atzmach, he says, Ein Li Esek Boch. The Gemara said, you see that the Loshen, Ein Li Esek Boch, is a valid Loshen for Shichur of an Eved Knaini. And the correct reading should be, that's what the Tosis explains, Kishetivrach Mimenu, the second Tosis. Tosis is working with manuscripts, not with printed ones. They didn't have printed ones. So the half of the manuscripts read Kishetivrach Mimeni, half of them said Kishetivrach Mimenu. So which is the correct reading? If it's a longer letter, it's a vav. A shorter letter is a yud. What is it supposed to read? So Tosis says, Klaima minho avikachav. Avlenu atzalam Kishetivrach Mimeni, me'achshav, en yesed boch. No, dem ken ye ben choyin take of him yad. Is chay b'mitzus, and v'yuchel l'kayme b'beis ha'od k'cha, nintu sh'ra'la ma'a sh'kos v'al avam. He's making life worse for him. He's chay b'n all the mitzus k'ish. Now he's chay b'n tefillin right away. Chay b'n tzitzus and tefillin at everything right away. So the correct reading should be, k'ishet tivrach m'menu, if you ever succeed in running away from the Nochri, ein li esik bok. I'm hereby freeing you, I'm giving you a shtav shichur. So what did Gemara quote this whole story for? Just for the punchline. And the Esek Boch is a valid loshen for a shtar shichur. But Derech Agav, you see from the Braisa, that Yotze Lecheris, the Chachamim declared Hefker Vesna Hefker, that there's no, the Jewish owner no longer has the Kinyan Mammon on the Eved Knaini, and the Nochri also doesn't acquire Kinyan Mammon. Rashi quotes the fancy Gemara from Gittin, he only has Shibudim on him. And but there still is a Kinyan Issa. The Kinyan Issa still belongs to the Yisrael who sold him. So if he gives him a Shtar Shichur, he says the Shtar Shichur should take effect later. if you ever succeed running away from your goyish adam, so then you should be freed. So that's a good shtar shivra. And the asipah. Okay. So in every shtar kinyan, you have to have a sipah ha-maiseh. By get, you have to have a sphere's dvar miseh. In addition to the sipah ha-maiseh, you have to have a text that's reasonable, that it's appropriate, and it describes what the kinyan is that's taking place. Good enough? Okay. The Gemara starts a new topic. The din is that Kiddush and Kesef, the Rambam wrote there are three ways to make Kiddush: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. The Kesef is only Medivrei Soifrim. That was the Shaila and the Rambam, whether the Rambam meant that it's only the Rabbanon, the Rambam meant that it's Torah Shebal Peh. So the Kesef Mishnah has the long essay that he says the Rambam meant that it's Torah Shebal Peh. Doesn't mean that it's going to be Rambam. The expression appears later in the first parable, so Divrei Soifrim in the Gemara, sometimes in the Tanaim, sometimes means Torah Shebal Peh. Usually means Dinim Derabon. Sometimes it means Dinim Deraisa, that are only Torah Shebal Peh. Atala Shobashabem, that they were developed by the Sofrim. The Dinim Derabon were invented by the Sofrim. And the Torah Shebal Peh was not invented by the Sofrim, or you can even say invented. They developed these ideas. In every generation, the Beis Din in every generation has the right to darshan the Psukim and Chumash, to come up with their own dinim. That's how the Rambam says. So that's why the Rambam describes it as dinim derabban. Someone said the Rambam and the Tshuva writes that Kedusha Kesef is derabban. Means that the rabbis and the later generations interpreted the pasuk like that. That's an additional level of interpretation. They read in between the lines. This is the famous, the Rambam disagrees with the Gaonim and the Hagdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim who thought that the Midrashim, an expression that appears in Midrashim quite a few places, he thinks that it should be taken literally. Every single din that it says in the Mishnah Brura was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing was developed in later generations, so the Gaonim say nothing was developed. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakam and Samach Machloikis in the Gemara, and every daf in the Gemara does Machloikis. The answer is because they forgot what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam all about? It's a Negoinim or Rabbi opinion. That's just in order to remember what everything was Halacha Moshe Messina. Just in order, it's a simon to remember that you didn't remember it wrong. A lot of times I say, I have such a good memory. I remember things that never happened. I remember Gemaras that don't exist. Okay. So you want to remember, you want to make sure that you remember the Halacha Moshe Messina properly. Say, Yudkin Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. That's going to remind you. And the Rambam says that's utterly ridiculous. The Yudgim Aminas, in order to develop new dinim, Mikan al Habo. And some Achronim even have a Machloikis. When the Beis Din in this generation develops a new drush of the Torah Shebal Peh, maybe the Din Derais only applies Mikan al Habo, maybe it doesn't apply Milam Afreya. You don't say that this was always the Din from the days of Maimon HaSinai. The Chazanish seems to hold like that. That the dinim that are nidras of Yudgim Amidas only apply Mikan al Habo. A din derabban for sure is only Mikan al Habo. But even a din deraisa, this Torah Shebal Peh, is a major machlokes achrei, whether it applies only Mikan al Habo or even the mafreya. So that's why the Rambam calls all drushes of Torah Shebal Peh, calls them all divrei sofrim. Means that the sofrim through the generation, the rabbanim, talmid chachamim, invented the drushes. The din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was not so. In the later generations, they came up with the din. So sometimes they invented the din, but Torah's din, the Rabbanu. Sometimes they, because they read it in between the lines in accordance with the Yudgim Amidah, Shatan the Dreshes, then that becomes a din deraisa. That becomes a chelukah. The Torah Shabbat there becomes a din deraisa. So the Rambam understood the Gemara that the Kiddushi Kesev is Torah Shabbat there, the Kiddushi Shtar and Biyah is Torah Shabbat there, and then he writes, Kranog, Kovasov, Kaddish Bekesev. Meaning by the Jews is by the Karaites, none of them have any Kiddushi Kesef. By Bnei Yisrael, we have chosen Bedavke to do Kiddushi Kesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. So what's included in Kesef? So either you can give Kesh, Tiva, Matabeya, or you can give Shavi Kesef. Gemara says everything, the first daf in Perek Hazot, Gemara says everything in the world is divided into two categories. Either it's Tiva or it's Peh. Either it's a commodity or it's Kesh. So if you give kesef, for sure, kesef doesn't mean silver money. Kesef means money, legal tender. Whatever is recognized by the government of that country is legal tender. So that's kesef. And then shavu kesef, you give a ring. So that's based on the Zohar. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Zohar that the meaning is that you mekadosh an isha with a ring. So here the Gemara has a new discussion. What if you got to be mekadosh not with a ring? I'm mekadosh b'milvim. The boy's friendly with the girl from before. He lent the girl $100. And then they get to be friendly. And then he says, Harem Ukadesh Asli, you can keep the $100. Harem Ukadesh Asli with the halvoah that I lent him. The Abai says that Enem Ukadesh. Why is it not Ukadesh? So I would have said that you have to give either Kesef tangible or Shabbat Kesef tangible. You're not giving anything tangible. That's what I would have said if I wouldn't know the Gemara later. I think Mar says that it's wrong. I think Mar says if someone else owes me money, can I transfer the debt? If it's a milvah dachrini, if it's a milvah bidei, I lent the girl money, and I say you can keep the $100, and Hariyam Kadesh is me, that's no good. But if it's a milvah dachrini, somebody else owes me $100. So how does one transfer a debt? Somebody owes me $100. What kinyan do you make to transfer the debt that instead of the person owing me the money, he now owes my girlfriend the money? Does agav work? Can you mimak nechob with an agav? If it's a milveh, if it's a milveh b'shtar, so then it's a machloike satanayim. Well, Oisius is the way we describe b'shtar. One time is of the opinion, Oisius nikdus bin mesira. Rebbe is of the opinion, Oisius nikdus bin mesira. Give over the shtar to the other person, so that transfers the debt. So the other person has the right to, the girl, the kala, has the right to collect the debt from the loiva who owed the money to the chassid. We don't, most of the Rishonim have the girsa and the gemara. Gemara says, how do you paskin? Most of the Rishonim have the girsa and the gemara and Baba Basra, and the Afa involved. And the girsa said that we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin also, I think that's biksiva mesira. So I have to give over the shtar that says that Ploni owes me $100. And I write another shtar that the $100 that Ploni owes me, you now have the right to collect it. I'm no longer the balabos on that chob. So if you do ksiva mesira, then the Rambam writes different opinions in Rishonim. The Rambam writes that it only works with the Rabbanon. Ksiva mesira only works with the Rabbanon, but at least I succeeded in transferring over the debt to the girl. So however, either with the Kenyan Agav according to some Rishonim, or the kinyan ksiva mesira, if I transfer a milvah dachrini, someone else owes me $100, I transfer it to the girl, then the Gemara says it is good kiddush. That is considered kesef. Even though I didn't give her anything tangible, it's all in the luften, still, but I gave her a davar chadash, I gave her something new that she never had before. She has the right to collect $100. So that's the Gemara later. The Gemara just has a discussion. Maybe there'll be a lack of smichas das, because the din is hamerchesh tachem v'chaver v'chazer machul amachul. If I transfer the debt that Ploni used to owe me $100, now I succeeded in transferring the debt to my girlfriend, and now she can collect the money. So can I still be Michael Ploni, the $100 that he owes me? So we pass. Yes, we pass like Shmuel hamerchesh tachem v'chaver v'chazer machul amachul. You can be Michael. The shaila is, I'm friendly with the girl. She agrees to marry me, but we're not married yet. We're just dating. So maybe there'll be a lack of smichas das. Maybe she'll be afraid. I may be a wise guy. I may be moichel the $100 debt to the plane. She'll be left with nothing. I was kaddish with the $100 debt that Ploni owes me that I transferred to her, and even we'll be married for 5 years. Because when she doesn't collect the debt, I can be a wise guy. I can be moichel the debt. So maybe there'll be a lack of smichas das. Maybe she'll be afraid. Maybe she's not really agreeing to the kiddushin, because maybe she'll be nervous that I may be moichel the debt. So that's a discussion. The Gemara has a psychological discussion. If they're so friendly that she agrees to marry him, he proposed and she agreed to marry him, is she going to be concerned about the possibility that he may be moichel or not? But in principle, if not for that issue of possibly lacking smichas das, the Gemara says that it would be good for kedushin. So you see that you don't need a tangible shabbat kesef. If you transfer shtachav dachrini, achav dachrini to the kala, it is good. Milvah dachrini is good. So why is milvah didah? Why is milvah didah is no good? Mekadosh milvah. If the chosin lent the girl $100, and now he says you can keep the $100, kedushesli. Why isn't that good? So Tosis explains later. Because by kiddushin kesef, you have to give the girl a davar chadash. So if you give a milvah dachrini, Here, this is a Tosfos on Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Kiddushin. The third Tosfos on the Daf. Mem Zayin Amud Beis is Olam Shtachav Dachayru. Shachav Di Doz Nogun. So Tosfos Maish Noho Lahid V'yidi Milvehi. It's not tangible. It's not giving her a tangible thing, whether it's Milve Di Dei and Milve Dachayin. So Tosfos V'yashlama. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. It's not a V'yim Tanmi V'yashlama. It's a Pshat in the Gemara. It's not a Zayti Gekashi. It's just to explain the Pshat V'yashlama. The Vada Milve Di Do. He's not giving her davar chodesh, so that's not good for kiddushin. But milva dachrini, shenosam lo milva dacher, nosam lo davar chodesh, lo hayviyad dekaidim. So that's good. Does not the kesef, the shavu kesef, doesn't have to be tangible, but it has to be a davar chodesh. Okay. There, the gemara later on that daf says there are two ways that a man can be mekadosh b'milva. Let's say I lent a girl $100 and she still has the cash. She didn't spend it yet. So I say, Hariyamu Kadesh, so I can say one of two ways. I can say, Hariyamu Kadesh, just leave with the debt. You can keep the debt, you don't have to pay me back. So that's what they said. He's not giving her a davar chodesh. That's not good. But what if he says, Hariyamu Kadesh, just leave? What if the girl is holding on to the girl is a shomeret? He gave her a pikadon of $100. And then he says, let's say he gave her a pikadon of a ring. He asked the girl, can you please hold on to a ring for me? Why is that? Can you please hold on to a ring? The girl says, okay. And then he says, Hariyamu Kadesh is leave with the ring. So the Gemara said, that's good. He just gave her the ring. She was a shomeret. She's it's Shali of Bishusi. If a shomer is holding something on my behalf, it's considered Shalei Bishusi, I'm the full Bible. So if I tell the girl, you know that ring that I gave you, you like the ring? She says, yes. I say, Hariyamu Kadesh, just leave with the ring. So the Gemara says, good. It's Shalei Bishusi, I can be makhman to her. That's a perfect Kiddushin. So why not say over here, he lent $100 in cash to the girl. She still has the money. She didn't spend it yet. If she already spent the money, then he says, Hariyamu Kadesh, just leave with the chov that you owe me $100. You don't have to pay me back yet. And then he says, not giving her a davar chodesh. But if he lent her $100, and she didn't begin to spend it yet, so he says, the $100 that I lent you, that's my money, that Shaliyah Bishusi, it's my money. Hariyamu Kadesh is li with the cash, with the money. So why isn't that good? He is giving a davar chodesh. Like if the girl would be holding on to a pikadon of his, and he says, Hariyamu Kadesh is li. Originally, he gave him the shame pikadon, and now he's giving it that she can keep the ring. So why not say the same over here? He gave her $100 of cash, she can spend it, but she didn't spend it yet. Now he says, the $100, the cash that you have, you're still holding on to. Hariyamu Kadesh is li. So the Gemara says it's no good. The Gemara later on says it's no good. Rashi quotes that reasoning over here because milva lo hitso nitna. The minute that he lent her the money, it's already lo hitso nitna. What does that mean? So on Shulchan Aruch, that's a big machlokes. Machlokes the Ramah. Ramah quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, and the Shach says this is utterly ridiculous. He never heard of anything so ridiculous. The Shach understands Pashim Shach the way everybody learns. Milva lo hitso nitna means when I lend money to the loiva, the money belongs to the loiva the minute that I give it to him. It's not that I'm giving you permission to spend my money. If I have money on the table and I say, you want to borrow, you want to use some money, okay, use whatever you need and you pay me back, and you didn't pick it up yet. So I never did the halvoy yet. So then when you pick up the money, then you require, and then I say, Hariyamu Kadesh Isli, instead of you using the money to go spending, I say, I changed my mind, Hariyamu Kadesh Isli with the money. So if the girl agrees and she takes the money, then it would be good. Unless you hold that Kli Kiddush upon Gabi Karka is no good. You mentioned the Beishmol had two opinions about that. By get, if you put the get on the table, you say, Kli Kiddush upon Gabi Karka, Mar says it's no good. So by Kiddush, there are two opinions, by Kiddush Kesef, the two opinions whether Kli Kiddushach Magabi Karka is acceptable by Kiddushi Kesef. So here, if I lent money to the girl, so most of the Rishonim learn Milva Lo Hitso, that means the minute I gave the money to the loiva, the money belongs to the loiva, and it's not my money. If I give a ring as a pikadon to the girl, the pikadon Shalei B'Shusi belongs to the mafke. Then he says, Hariyamu Kadesh is li, but the ring is giving her a davar chadash that she didn't own before. He's giving her permission to acquire ownership, and she agrees, she consents, and she says, fine. Now she's got to be kind of the ring, it's in her pocket, it's in her hand. and she'll be kind of the ring, and that's Kesser Kiddush. But that the Shiloh over here is, if he lent her a halvoa, so most of the Rishonim learned, that's what the Shach disagrees with that Ramon Chash Mishpat. He says, Milvad Asan, that means that the minute you made the halvoa, the money Shaloi B'shusa of the Loidve no longer belongs to the Malve, just that there's a debt, there's a chov. And then he's going to say, Ariam Kadesh is leave it a chov, so he's not giving a Dovah Chadash. And the Ramal learns differently. The Ramal learns Milba lo hatzon nitno doesn't mean that it's no longer shalom of the malve. It still is shalom. Kozman the loyber didn't spend the money, and I lend you $100. $100 is still mine. But since I gave you permission to spend it on whatever you want, even though you didn't spend a penny yet, it's no longer considered birshusi. In order for me to be able to be makna something, has to be shaliyah birshusi. So Milbala Hatzon Nitna, according to the, there's such a Rashi in the beginning of Bava Metzia, perhaps understood also like that, the Ramo. Could be that Rashi holds like that, Ramo. That the Milbala Hatzon Nitna doesn't mean that it's not, that the cash already was konei to the loiva at the time that he borrowed the money. It just means that it's no longer Meshusa of the Malva. Now Bishusa said, then the Malva can no longer, he can't say, Ariam Kadesh is lead. With the money, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So there are two ways, Hamakadesh Bemilva, Ein Mukadesh. One way Hamakadesh Bemilva means, Ariam Kadesh is lead with the debt, the $100 debt that you owe me, so you can keep the debt. So that's not good because it's not giving her a Dava Chodesh. And what if she has the $100 cash and she didn't spend it yet? So treat it like a pikotin. Say, Hariyam Kadesh and sleep with the pikotin. It would be good kiddushin. That's a beferishi gemara later. So that would be good here. So that the gemara says, no, that doesn't work because milbalatzon nidna. Pashup shat meaning, milbalatzon nidna, the moment that I lent the money to the loiva, so the loiva was cutting the money already, no longer belongs to the malva. So it's not his kesef, not the same as a pikotin. Fine. So that's Abai's din. Hamakadesh milmova, einim Kadesh. Milbala Hatzon Nitno. The Ramah reads it, the Ramah's quoting Rabbi Yeruch, it's not his fault. Okay. So the Ramah understood, Rabbi Yeruch understood the Gemara, that since the Loiva has the right to spend it, so it's no longer considered Meshusa of the Malva. Meshusa means I have accessibility, it's mine. Let's say it's my automobile that's parked in the middle of the, on the side of the street, that side of the street. So the automobile shall be a Meshusi. It doesn't have to be in my garage to be considered Meshusi. Even if it's in a public parking lot or it's on the street. Anything that should be is automatically Bishusi unless it's Gozel. Or perhaps if it's Avud, maybe it's such a Shita, that's a Machlekes, but something lost, I don't know where it is. I lost my behemoth, I lost my boat, I don't know where in the world it is. So that's a question whether that's called Dein Bishusi or not. But if it's stolen, and the Ganav has a Kinyan Zela, then it's called Dein Bishusi of the of the nigna. So the Ramos says, when you lend money to the loiva, the cash that you lent him still belongs to the malva. You gave them permission to spend the money. But what we normally say, whatever shali is automatically b'shusi, unless there's a mafkia. So here there is a mafkia. The fact that the loiva has the right to spend it on whatever he pleases, so that already makes it and the b'shusi of the malva. So that's why he can't be makna. That's why the chosin cannot be makna the cash to the kala now. Because it's no longer b'shusa, it's still shalom, but it's no longer b'shusa. And the Shach and Chash Mishpat says it's not true. It's not shalom. It's shalom b'shusa on the loiva. This is in Chash Mishpat by the Siman about Aved Asaku. So we discussed that Ramon and the Shach had a machlokes in the following case. A Yisrael lent $100 to a Nachri. A Nachri is walking down the block and he has a hole in his pocket. The $100 falls out. And somebody was watching the whole story. There's a Jewish person watching the whole story. He sees the way the Yisrael lends $100 to Nachar. Nachar puts it in the pocket. Nachar is walking down the block and a hole in the pocket and the money falls out. So is that called Aveda Sakam or is it called Aveda Yisrael? So the Ramah says it's Aveda Yisrael because the Nachar didn't spend the money yet. So the money still belongs to the Malva. You have to give it back to the Malva. The Shach says that's ridiculous. What do you mean? The money belongs to the Nachri. He saw lent $100 to the Nachri. He said the money, Milbalatzonev means the minute the Malva gave the money over to the Loiva, he gave him the right to spend it. The Loiva is cutting the money, Shaloi Bashusa of the Loiva. So it's called Aveda Sakum. that's the context in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rabbi Yonasan Ebeshitz wrote a sefer on Chayesh Mishpat. It's called Urim V'Tumim. So he said, it was always quote the Tumim. One part is called Urim, one part is called Tumim. So, Tumim is the longer part. The Urim is the short part. So the Tumim has a long essay to defend the Ramah, to explain. It says the Ramah agrees, Milvah Latzon Nitna, but he holds it doesn't make it that it's a Shaloi. It's still Shaloi after when you lend money to the loiva. What does it mean? It's like leaving money on the table and I give you permission. Let's say the parents give the children permission to take money from the table. If they need it, then they should pay back the money later on. So the money belongs to the children. The money belongs to the parents. He gave permission to the children to spend it if they need it. Or you say no. When you lend money to the loiva is kind of the money right away. The Rishach says the normal, regular pshat, and the Ramah understood the other way. That Milvah Latzon Nitna just means that it's saying the Bishusa, but it's still the Shaloi of the Malvin. So that's a Makadosh Ben Milvah. Einim Mekudeshes, there are two ways of Makadosh Ben Milvah. Either Makadosh with the debt that you have to pay back, or Makadosh with the actual gifts, the kish. So the kish is no good because Milvah Latzon Nitna. Okay. What if he's, however, Makadosh Behanoas Milvah, then it is Mekudeshes. But it's also lasses came in pnei haromas ribis. What does it mean by hanoas milta? So that's what the Gemara doesn't know. What do the words mean? Hi hanoas milta hechidami. What's the second half of Abayi's din? If the kaddish hanoas milta, then it is good. And it's also because of haroma. Haromas ribis means that it's ribis derabbanan. Lower form of ribis derabbanan. Or maybe before we continue. There are four different levels of ribbis. There's ribbis, there are isa, then there are, according to the Rambam, there are three levels of ribbis derabbanan. Ribbis deraisa is what we call ribbis kitzutza. At the time that I made the halva, I lend you $100,000 and you can keep it for a year. And I say, I want you to pay 5% interest. I'm very cotton on my part. I'm only charging you 5% interest. If you borrow from a bank, they charge you more money. So that's an isa, that's called ribbis kitzutza. It was code six. The ribbis at the time b'shas matnamois b'shas ha'halvoa was kotzitz. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer in his El Neshech. Rabbi Lozer was a talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Usually, whenever there's a machlokes of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lozer ain't halacha ketalmud b'makom harav. Usually, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Here the Gemara says this is an exception to the rule. Here we pass like Rabbi Lozer, the talmud that ribbis kitzutza is yotze b'dayon. That if let's say the year comes to an end, he pays me back the $100,000 and he pays me back the extra 5% interest. And then later on he realizes that we all violated an avera. So he can force me to give him back the ribbis kitzutza in bezdin. Ribbis kitzutza is yotze b'dayon. The bezdin will force me to give back that amount of money. According to the Ramban, that's counted as one of the tayag mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rambam wrote a whole sefer on mitzvahs, and he lists off one in his opinion on the tayag mitzvahs, and the Rambam deletes here and there. He deletes 16, 17, 18 mitzvahs, and 17, 18 mitzvahs. He has to replace them with others. So the Rambam has a whole list of mitzvahs, shishochach haravzon, that the Rambam forgot to list. One of the mitzvahs the Rambam forgot is this mitzvah, v'cheyach ichayimach. It says in the pasuk, you're not allowed to charge interest, and if you did, what does that mean? Give him back the ribbis kitzutza that he should be able to lead a normal life. You're biting him. Ribbis is you're biting him when you make him pay the ribbis. So we follow Rav Lozer Shita, the ribbis kitzutza yotz b'dayon. So the Ramban counts that as a separate mitzvah, say to give back ribbis kitzutza. How come the Rambam didn't count it? That's what the Gemara said. The Chechechimach refers to Ribbis Kitzutza Yotze B'dayon. How come the Rambam didn't count it as a mitzvah? So Pashe Pshat, one can say that that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. How did Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon holds Ribbis Kitzutza is not Yotze B'dayon. So how did Rabbi Yechon translate the words of the Pasuk? Nah, the Pasuk says don't charge interest because you're choking him. The Chechechimach, let him live. Don't choke him. It's a nesinas tam. Why ribbis is awesome? It's not. Don't charge ribbis. And if you did, then lechechem will give back the ribbis. That's not pshutu shal mikra. That's a drasha. That's an additional level that the Torah Shebal Peh adds an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. but Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk probably means like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rambam has the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah. The Rambam lists off one of his opinion on the 14 guiding principles, 14 Sharoshim. That's how the old translation has it, because of the 14 Sharoshim. In the modern translation, it says the 14 Klolim, why should you call the Sharoshim? The 14 Klolim, the 14 guiding principles that determine whether anything belongs in the Sefer Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, first call, you only count mitzvahs deraisa, you don't count mitzvahs rabbon. Second call, you only count mitzvahs deraisa that are Torah shebichsav. You don't count mitzvahs that are only based on drushes of Torah shebaalpeh. Why not? If you're going to count drushes Torah shebaalpeh, the Rambam's opinion is, we just said before, in every generation, he disagreed with the Gaonim. In every generation, the rabbonim have the right to add on additional drushes of Torah shebaalpeh. That's why it's called Divrei Sofrim. They invent drushes of Torah Shabbat using the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash. And these become Dinim Deraisa. So every time they're going to invent a new drush, they have to throw out an old bin. You can't have more than 613 mitzvahs. No. It's still with 613 mitzvahs in the fiction of Shal Mikra. Then in every generation, they add on more drushes of Torah Shabbat, more drushes. Maybe the Dinim are only Noig Mikanal Abba. The Dinim Deraisa, but it could even be many hold their only Noig Mikanal Abba. It's not Noig, it's not Iglod Nilsen Afreya. This was always the din since Maimon HaSina. So that's what the Rambam Lishitasa says. You can't include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs mitzvahs that are only known through drushes of Torah Shabbat. So that's probably the answer, why the Rambam didn't count this mitzvah. On the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a Sefer called Megillas Esther, written by a man whose mother's name is Esther. He writes that his mother passed away as he was going to print, so he wanted to memorialize his mother, so he called the Sefer Al Shmo. It's called Megillas Esther. So he signed a contract. He's going to defend the Rambam from every kasha. Like the Migdalois always defends the Rambam from every single kasha that the writer says. So a lot of times what he writes is meaningless. He's going to answer every single kasha that the writer asks. Marshall has a famous line. He says, the Migdalois was Zorban Bal Kashkas on the paper. He says, it's nonsense what he writes. Nobody ever looks in the Migdalois. Whoever knows, you don't even try to look in the Migdalois. Shimon Shkok did a Pella. One place in the Shari Yoshi has a whole Shtikal Torah based on the Migdalois. That's a Pella that anybody looks in the Migdalois. So the Migdalois Esther is also problematic. He comes to defend the Rambam. He's going to answer every single kasha that the Ramban has on the Rambam. So sometimes it's reasonable, sometimes not so reasonable. So here he comes to defend the Rambam, so he says the Rambam didn't think it's necessary to count the mitzvah of the Chechechimach, to give back the religious Ketzutzah. That's a Kefala mitzvah. That's the same, it's identical with the mitzvah of the Heshavis HaGzeila. You're not allowed to take Ribbis, that's Gzeila. And if you took Ribbis, you have to give it back for Heshavis HaGzeila. So the Heshavis HaGzeila, the Rambam counted already. So there's no need to count this mitzvah, the Chechechimach. That's highly questionable. Let's talk based on this Gemara. It's highly questionable. Is that really true? That what's a din Allah HaMaisa? Let's say I lend you $10 for a year, and then at the end of the year I want you to give me back $11. So come to the end of the year, you give me a $10 bill, and you say, here's the ribbis, give me $1, here's the ribbis. I take the $1 and I say to a girl, I am a kudashis lee with the dollar. So is that Mekadosh Begezel? That's Taki Gezel? I'm not allowed to take the ribbis, and ribbis Ketzutzi Yotze B'dayon, because it's Beheshe B'Sakzela. Gezel, the Mekadosh B'Gezel was any Mekudeshes. But he said, no, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give it back, but it's not that it's Gezel. We made a legally binding agreement. We did it by Vera. Let's say, I stole your furniture on Shabbos. We were both in violation of Mecca Chememka. I stole your furniture. So you're going to say, the sale is not valid. The sale is valid, and we violated an Avera. So here also, I lent you $10, and I say you can have it for a year. At the end of the year, I expect $11 back. So it's legally binding. You owe me $11, and I was not allowed. I did an Avera by saying that, by charging it, and you did an Avera by agreeing. And when you pay me the money, we both violated an Avera. I'm not allowed to collect it. And it's a mitzvah on my part to give you back the extra dollar. But it's not that that dollar is gezel. I can make out a check for $1. I don't have to give back that $1 bill. That's not gezel. It's a mitzvah to give it back. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If you mekadosh beribis the ketzutza, and she mekudeshes or not, the Beishmo quotes him. How do you read the next line in the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Hi hanu asmil behechidami, What's the case that Abai says is Mekadosh Banosma Ilema? If you should say that the case that Abai is talking about, the Azkifo, he lent the money, the Riv is gone, Allah, Arba Bahamisha, then you $4 and want you to pay me back $5. And then after she gives back the $5, then he says, oh, here's the extra dollar. Harem Mukadashisli. He gives back the extra dollar. So the Gemara says, how is that Haramas Ribis? That's Ribis Ma'ayusini. That's Ribis Kitsutsa. Haramas Ribis means it's a lower level Dirabanan. I have to get three levels Dirabanan. Haramas Ribis is the lowest level Ribis Dirabanan. The Gemara says, what kind of lowest level Dirabanan? That's Ribis Kitsutsa Deraisa. He lent her $4 and he said, I want you to pay me back $5. And she did. And then after she's paying back the $5, he takes $1, gives it back, and says, Haram Mukadashisli. So when the Gemara asked Akasha, Hi Ribis Ma'al Yasehi, this is perfect Ribis Gemura. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was on the Lashon that Abai said. Abai calls it Haramas Ribis. It looks like Ribis, but it isn't really Ribis. And the Gemara was asking, it really is Ribis, just the Kasha on the Lashon, or it's a Kasha on the Din? What do you mean Mekudeshes? It's a Mekadosh Begezel. It's Ribis Ma'al Yasehi. You can't be Mekadosh Anisha Begezel. The money belongs to her, it doesn't belong to you. So that's what the Mishmo quotes a machlokes like Harishayim. If you mekadosh beribis kitzutza, you say en mukadashes because it's like mekadosh begezel. You don't own that extra dollar. What do you say? No, just a kasha on the loshen of Abai. Why did Abai refer to it as haramas ribis? It's really ribis kitzutza in their eyes. And the Ritva has a raya, and Rav Soloveitchik said Rav Chaim thought that raya of the Ritva was a raya shein aleha tshuva. It's irrefutable, right? The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kamma that this din, let's say I stole an automobile from somebody and I didn't have a chance to give it back yet and I died. So the Nignav comes to the Yoshim and he says, that's my automobile, has my license plate, has my svarim, everything is mine. Give me back my automobile. So the Gemara says they have to give it back. It doesn't belong to them. I was the ganav, it didn't belong to me when I died. It doesn't go be Yerusha to the children. I have to give it back, it's not there. So what happens if I lend you $100 and you pay me back at the end of the year, pay me back the Karen with the ribis, and then I die? So do you have the right to demand of the children they should give you back the ribis? Ribis kitzutza yotze b'dayonim. So Gemara says, only the day azar achman, the brei loy azar achman. Gemara says the favor is like that. The mitzvah to give it back is only to the malva himself. The malva who lent it, the ribis, and he got paid back. The Karen with the ribis, he has a mitzvah, but it doesn't apply to the Yosh, the Bei Lazar Ahman. So the Ritva says, and Rav Chaim said that's a raya shein aleha tshuva. That's a conclusive raya. You see that when you lend the ribis, it's a legally binding agreement. When you pay the ribis, it belongs to the malva. It's kind of the Karen, it's kind of the ribis. It's an avera to do it, and it's a mitzvah to give it back, and it can force me to do the mitzvah, but it's not at all identical to the Yosh, it's like Zeyla. The Ribis is Nikna to the Malvin. So in that Machlokes HaRishayim, Rav Chaim thought that the Ritva was right. So there are four levels, going to Ram, there are four levels of Ribis. There's Ribis Kitsutsa. If I make a loan and I make a Kitsitsa at the time of the Alvor. I'm lending you $4 and I expect you to pay back at the end of the year $5 and you pay it back, that's Ribis Kitsutsa. And we pass on like Rav Lozer against Rav Yechon, Ribis Kitsutsa is Yotze B'dayonim. Even after I collected the money, you can force me, and Bezin will force me to reimburse you to give you back that $1. Then you have Ribis Sheina Kitsutsa. That's Avak Ribis. Ribis Sheina Kitsutsa is Ribis Derabbanon. Let's say I lent you $100 and you pay me back the $100. Then at the end of the year, you're so appreciative. Let's say I lent you $500,000. You became a multimillionaire because I lent you the money. This put you on your feet, and now you're richer than I am. So out of Hakaras HaTayv, you say, you feel so indebted, you give me a matana, whatever. Give me a candy. Give me a cigar. So that's Ribis Sheina Kitsutsa. We never made up in advance that you're going to give me anything extra. You give, there's Ribis Sheina Kitsutsa. So the Gemara says, that's Eina Yotze B'dayonim. So Tosfos has two opinions, and we pass from Halacha in the beginning of his Zayin Nashim. We pass him, but the Balotz is Hedei Shemayim, you should give it back. But Rebbe Shaina Katsutsa Bavalatsa Nishmaim should give it back. Then there's a third level of Rebbe's. The Ramban and the Mohammed has this in Ezel Neshech, and the Ramah quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch. The third level of Rebbe's that's called Mechziki Rebbe's. It looks like Rebbe's. It's a Marisayim, but it isn't really Rebbe's. So you're not allowed to charge it. You're not allowed to set up such a system. And if you, and you're not allowed to, even if you set it up, you're not allowed to collect it. But once you collected it, it's only Mexican ribis. It's only a marasign of ribis. It isn't really ribis. So afilu b'balotz is yedei shemayim. You're not mechuyev to give it back. What would be an example of that? I think the Ramah quotes a case. Of ribis mucheres. I think he quotes Ribbis Mocheres. Let's say I lent you $500,000, the year became a multimillionaire. At the end of the year, you give me back the $500,000. Then it comes my birthday, anniversary. And so if we were friendly all along, and every so often you give me a birthday gift, and it's not noticeable, it's not clear, it's not so obvious that it's L'shem Ribbis, so then Tyson says, you can't say he's not going to do me a favor for the rest of his life. Now that do me a favor because I once lent the money. That's unreasonable. But let's say he never gave, he does not, has no shachas with me. He still has no shachas with me. He never gives me any birthday presents. He never buys me any wedding anniversary presents. And then a year goes by and then he says, you know, I really appreciate so much that you lent me the $500,000. You put me on my feet. He gives me a sefer as a matan. That's called ribbis meucheres. He doesn't pay back the ribbis at the time. He pays back the keren. Pays it back a year later, but it's either he makes it obvious, either he says it, or it's obvious on its own that he's giving it the Torah's ribbis. So that's only called Mechziki ribbis. That's a Marisan Mechziki ribbis. You're not allowed to collect it, but once he gave it, then it's not even Yotze B'dayan. That's not even ribbis Midirabbanan. It's only Mechziki ribbis, a Marisan ribbis. And the Rambam holds that there's a fourth category. Three levels of Rabban. The lowest level is called Haramas Ribbis. Haramas Ribbis, the Rambam holds, you're not allowed to set up such a situation in advance, but once you set it up, it's even permissible to collect it. Not only if you collected it, there isn't a mitzvah to give it back, it's even permissible to collect it. So what's the example of Haramas Ribbis? So the Gemara, I think we were once talking about. So the Gemara gives Mar gives a complicated case. Mar has like this. Someone comes to me, he wants to borrow $100. I start making believe, I look in my pockets, I can't find $100. But I know I wrote a lot of svarim. I give you $100 worth of svarim. And you go sell it, and then you'll have $100. So he says, it's a deal. So I gave him $100 worth. I sold him svarim for $100. He's going to sell it, he's going to get $100. Then, I stick my hand in my pocket. I just found $95. I'll tell you what, why should you waste your time selling the sorum to get the $100? I'll buy back the $100 worth of sorum for $95. So he's thrilled. He's saving himself for wasting. He would have wasted a whole day to look for customers who wants to buy my sorum. He would have wasted a whole day to try to get customers. Like this, he gets $95. So what did I do? Shtick. I lent him $95 and I'm charging him $5 interest. He's been. I lent them $95. He has to pay me back $100. But I did it by Harama. I sold them Svarim for $100 and I bought them back for $95. But bottom line, that's what I did. I lent them $95 and because of the $95, he has to pay me back $100. But I didn't do it Derech Halvor. I did it Derech Mechira. I sold them Svarim for $100 and I bought them back for $95, saving him the Tircha of selling the Svarim. So the Gemara calls that Harama Srivis. So it's even less than Mechziki Ribbis. Not even Marisai. I made a Mechira and he made me back a Mechira. I sold him $100 worth of Svarim, yours by $100, and I bought it back for $95, so he won't have to be Matriach. Everything was legitimate. So the Rambam, other Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah quotes, other Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. They say there are no four levels. That's Mechziki Ribbis. Mechziki Ribbis. But the Rambam holds now that this is a fourth level. That it's awesome to set up such a situation, but once you set it up, then it's even mutar lechatchila to collect it. So that's what Abayi has a lashon over here. If you mekadesh an isha with hanoas milve, she will be mukadeshes, but it's forbidden with the rabbanon to set it up. Also, as it came, Haramas Ribis. It's a lower level of Ribis the Rabban. It's not even Abak Ribis. According to the Rambam, it's two levels lower. There's Abak Ribis, there's Ribis Shenik Tzutza, then you have Mechzik Ribis, then you have Haramas Ribis. It's a lower level. And according to the Rishonim, it's a lower level of Ribis the Rabban. Not four levels, but three levels. Fine. So Gemara says, Hai Hanos Mudah Hekadamim. What's the case that Abai's talking about? I Lema. If you should say, the asker for he lent her $4. Domalah arba bahamisha. Why does Gemara say lent $4? Because there are 4 dinarim in a cell. Four zuzim in a cell. So he lent her a cell haste. So he lent her 4 dinarim and he says, I expect you to pay me back 5 dinarim at the end of the year. And then she pays him back. And then he's gonna take the extra fifth dollar, he's gonna give it back to her and say, Arema Kudesh's leaders. And Gemara says, so why do you call that Haramas Ribis? This is Ribis Ma'al Yisahi. This is perfect Ribis Kitsutsa Deraisa. So therefore, so what's the kasha? So that's what David Shmuel quotes in Ebenezer, the Machlokes HaRishonim on Nedav. Ribis Ma'al Yisahi, so she should be Eda Mekudeshes, like Mekadesh Begezel? Oh no, she is Mekudeshes, the Ribis is Konei to me, it's a mitzvah to give it back. But it's not Mekadesh Begezel, but the kasha was on the Loshen. Why does Abai call it? Also, Lassa came Nei Haramas Ribis, should have said, also Lassa came Nei Shei Ribis Ma'al Yisei. Right? So, two pshatim and the Rishon. The Oide Gemara says, Hainu Milve, why do you say he's Mekadesh Bahanoas Milve? What kind of a Loshen? Hanoas Milve? He's Mekadesh Bahanoas. He lent her $4 and she pays him back 4 plus 1. He made it clear in advance. He made a Ketzitza. She has to pay him back $5. He's lending her $4. She has to pay back $5. So why is it called Hanoas Milva? Well, what's got to be? He made a Havoah beribis and he's Mekadosha with the ribis. It's the whole Loshon of Abai doesn't fit. Mara says, we're talking about a case like Tzricha, the Arvach Lo Zimno. That's a question. What in the world does that mean? The Arvach Lo Zimno. So here there's a Rambam and a Ravid and a Tosfos and different interpretations. What in the world is going on over here? So Pashup Pshat in the Gemara, about to say what Pashup Pshat. Which Pshat is more Pashup? I don't know. What does Mekadosh B'milva mean? Again, there are two ways to understand Mekadosh B'milva. I lent the girl $100, and I say, oh, you didn't spend the money yet. Harei Mekadosh is with the cash that you still have. That's one way to say. And the reason why it's not good is because Milva lights on Nitna, whatever that means. Either it's not Shali at all, that's how the Shach learns, everybody else learns like the Shach. It's not mine at all. It's not the same as if I gave her a pikotin, a ring, and I say, you can keep the ring. The ring is Shalei B'shusi, but if I lent her $100 and I say you can keep it, I lent her the money. It's already her money. Yeah. So that's one way, Mekadosh Milva, Mekadosh B'tikesh. And then the other way, Mekadosh Milva, you don't have to give me back the $100 that you owe me, you don't have to give me back. So that's a lack of Dabar Chodesh. If I would have given Milva Dachrini, would have been on giving a Dabar Chodesh. But here I'm not giving a Dabar Chodesh. So that's why it's no good. Fine. What does it mean, Bahanos Milva? So the Pashup Shat, the Gemara means, there's a din of Hanoah Kikesef. That's what you have on the next daf. If the girl gives him a gift, he said, this is quoted it on the previous daf. If Nos Nahiv Yomahu, on Heim the base, the little test, and Nos Nahiv Yomahi. So the test is quoted that Gemara. If the girl likes the boy, and she says, I'd like to give you a gift. Would you please accept the gift? And if you'll accept the gift, I'll consider it as if you give me so much hanor. I'll be able to break to everybody that you accepted the gift that I gave you. She's going to give him this nidid yamak. He's walking around, this Adam Chasher is going to walk around with the nidid yamak. Right. And so she's so appreciative. It's worth it for her. She would have been happy to pay a pruta to him to accept the gift. That's not Derech Eretz. Doesn't look nice. And she would have been prepared to pay a Shavu Pruta to somebody to convince him that he should accept the gift. So the Hanoah that he's Mahaniya her by accepting the gift is worth at least the Shavu Pruta. She would have been prepared to spend at least the Pruta to get him to accept the gift. So by his accepting of the gift, he's Mahaner. So Hanor ki Kesef, that's what the Gemara says. Not only is it good Kiddushin if you give Kesef, but you give Shavu Kesef, if the Chosin is Mahaner the Kala, it's also good. Hanor ki Kesef. So, okay, so we discussed with the Gemara Daf Mem Ches. It's not that it's really Kesef, it's a din that Schiras Poilim is kind of Shibudim. So here Schiras Poilim can be kind of issues. The Gemara relates the topic of Yesh and Mischiris Mitchil and Atzov, and Mischiris Atzov. This is a pula. This is not a pula of Moshechas that takes an hour. This takes a split second. So there is no Tchil and Atzov over here. So here, the whole Shabbat Pruta is right away. It's not a cumulative. Not that like he's painting her apartment and takes him a long time. That's going to be Mekadosh Ben Milvin, the Gemara says. That won't be good. But over here, the whole Hanor comes in 1 second. So the Pasha Pshat over here, it means like that. If he says, you owe me $100 a halvor. I like you very much, I'd like to marry you. I want to be Mahana you, Varem Makadeshisli Batahanoa that I'm giving you, that I'm Mechug you the $100. She said, wow, I don't have to go scrounge around for money. I don't have to go pay you back the money. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So that should be Makadesh is Midin Hanoa Kikesef. But Sikh the Arbach Lozimna. How do you fit it into the words Arbach Lozimna? How do you fit it into words? So basically what it means is if you're Mekadosh ben milvahs and b'kodeshes, both kinds of milvah, whether you're Mekadosh with the kesh that you gave the girl already, Mekadosh with the debt, but if you're Mekadosh, if you say I want to be Mekadosh with Hanor ki kesef, the Hanor that I'm a Hana you by my forgoing the debt, so that's Hanor ki kesef. So that would be good. It's not good with Taurus kesef, but it's good with Taurus Hanor ki kesef. But the Gemara says something about Arach lozimna, so that we're going to have to figure out what's going on. So here, take a look, if you have a chance. There's a Ravid on the Rambam. Then there's a Ravid in the Tmim Beim. Tmim Beim is a collection of tshuvas of the Ravid. So the Ravid has a tshuva where he explains it a little better. But you can figure it out without the Tmim Beim also. If you read every word slowly in the Ravid, you'll see what the Ravid said. Okay, we're going to add it tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to leave a little early. Something came up. So if we can have this year at 11:30, and then I'll try to daven mincha across the street, I have to go. Good. Shalom aleichem. Must be a service to make sugar. Thank you very much. The few that I read were very pleasant. Does he sound a little bit...